Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat. Bonjour, Benoit.
Bonsoir. How are you doing?
Bonsoir, bonsoir, bonsoir. Très bien, très bien. Today is January 4th, 2020?
Yes, it is.
And we have the new and improved Rollo. He's muted, though. But we know Rollo. He can't stay muted for long.
We'll see about that.
Shall we encourage him to talk? Shall we say some things that he can't stay muted over?
Whatever we say, he cannot stay muted over, I think.
He was saying something about Sydney is masked up.
Yes, apparently.
Wow.
Yes, Australia
and I think he lives near Sydney.
UK is insane. Everybody
I'm waiting to see Rollo in a mask. He can't. He loves showing his face.
You have to say that for work reason, I wear a mask daily, and there is no way around it, and that's life.
Yeah, you have to wear a mask outside in Zurich? Outside?
In Geneva, no, I don't have to wear a mask outside in Geneva.
Sorry, Geneva.
But as soon as I enter the shop, which I take my deliveries from, I have to wear a mask. Or at least a scarf across my face. But it's the same in the US. The principle is the same.
I don't like it either. But I wonder if Rollo wears a mask. It's too bad he can't let us know.
Probably wears a mask in his sleep, even. Just to be sure.
You know what's funny? I wear a mask over my eyes at night. And when my wife asks me if I want to wear a mask, the question always aggravates me, because I usually wear it because she reads at night and the light is on, and I don't like, it bothers me that the light is on. So, anyway, that's my only mask story.
Yes, and apparently the COVID regulation have also been tightened in the UK. To the March situation or so.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is
how much more tight can it be?
Advice about until March, at the very least, I think.
Wow.
I was speaking with Sky Larkin off air, and she mentioned that she probably is thinking that it will be until March also. And she's in the front line, per se, so her opinion has value on that matter.
Oh, I think it'll be at least till the spring, April, May, somewhere in there.
Yes, but there is absolutely no way around it, and it's terrible that we are stuck in such a situation, but we get to live with it at this point and try to make the best out of it. But it's impossible to derail this train, I think.
Even though I agree with you, I don't like to talk like that. I don't like to talk like that. I don't like to say those words in public. I like to be more defiant.
Yes, I try to see situation around that. Like, for example, this morning I was very interested in anti-drone warfare. And it's pretty cheap if you are motivated to take out any drone that is hovering around you.
Sorry, what are you interested in? I missed that.
In drones, in anti-drones warfare.
What is that? Sorry, I'm missing that. I'm not catching the translation.
The drones that are hovering around. Yes,
drones,
anti-drones warfare. It's pretty easy. All you need is a 20-centimeter rope, and you can take out almost any drone. You just get to find a way to propel the rope in the way of the drone, and that's about it.
Oh, okay. Did you post that?
Yes, I did.
You posted. Okay, I got it. You throw a rope up, and the drone gets caught in it?
Yes. If any of the blades get caught in it, you will not have enough power to sustain flight.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that. They're pretty light. Yeah, I get that. That's fine.
And the most expensive way to take out any type of drone is only $38,000, which will be a Stinger missile.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they might be hard to get a hold of.
Not really. They are produced under license in Turkey, so I am sure that we can get our hands on one or two of those, if need be.
Yeah. Any more research on the Sabbatean Frank?
Not yet, because that is something that I really need to have a full day out of the job to entertain.
Okay. I found, the No Agenda show, I listened to that, and they were talking about Jimmy Dore, who's got a big YouTube channel. I never heard of him. And he was talking about Anthony Fauci and what a liar this guy is. And just, I listened to that rant. I thought it was pretty good. I posted it on FakeoTube and Fakeologist.com.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's hard to... Yeah. Anthony Fauci? He's a big liar.
Yes, he is. And he has always been. He was there for the AIDS scam. He's an opportunistic of the worst kind, and he will be found in any type of shady situation that he can put himself in. What?
Yeah, he needs to be tried. He needs to go to Nuremberg.
He needs to be hanged. He needs to be hanged.
Oh, yeah. Hang the bastard.
I'm sorry, I was just speaking to someone that was asking for
that's
some fire.
All right.
That's the joy of being happy outside.
All right. How's the weather in Geneva?
It's kind of cold, but it's okay for winter time. I am outside. I don't wear much clothes. I have only a jacket and a tracksuit on, and I am pretty fine. So it's not that bad for winter, and we will definitely don't have any snow here this year.
Yeah, I can't believe you're in the belly of the beast there. Is there any way you could go over and...
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange.
Is there any way you could go over to the belly of the beast and give Ted Ross or these other goofballs a hard time?
Oh, I will have to be way younger and way more pretty than I am to have any way to access those people in my financial situation. They are in circles that I can't even dream of attaining one day. Those people are very secretive and they hang around themselves, and it's a pretty tight clique of international functionaries that are living in Geneva only for a short period of years, and they don't mingle much with the general population.
Interesting. Yeah, by the way, I saw on Twitter the United Nations flag is flying over top 10 Downing Street, Prime Minister's residence in London. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
Yes, it's quite the statement. I believe that there are elections there in a few months.
I have no idea.
Yes, and no one is sure yet who is going to be the next U.S. president, which is totally insane at this point.
Well, I think it's great. I love it. I love the drama. I love the very, very interesting.
There isn't much going on as far as I know. Everyone is making big claims, but nothing much. Oh, and Rollo is writing, Jimmy Dore used to be with the Young Turks. So he was with the Cheng to Young Uyghur crowd.
I don't know why Rollo doesn't talk. We can't read his text all day long.
He did mention off-air to me that it was one of his New Year resolution, and I cannot fault him for that, because he's trying to get some things together, so props to him.
All right. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. What about you?
Not really. The only thing I try to say I will do, and it's only for a month, is that for the full month of January, I will not eat any meat.
All right. Oh, okay. I just talked to my friend. He's starting to eat rabbit. He cooked up a couple rabbits. He said they are delicious.
It's a special type of meat. It's not for everyone. I don't really like it, but when I was a kid, I really used to like it.
Could you kill and skin a rabbit?
No, but I did watch a few videos about how to kill and skin a squirrel. So if a rabbit is anything like a squirrel, I could probably do it.
Well, but why would you kill and skin a squirrel?
I don't know. I was looking for No, to be honest, it's not that I don't know. I was speaking with Skylarking privately, and she has some squirrel in her backyard, which is not a joke or anything. She really has some squirrel on her backyard. So the thing is that I said, okay, in an apocalyptic scenario, you can always eat them. And for some reason, that drove me down the rabbit hole of watching video of someone killing and cooking a squirrel.
Yeah, I don't like squirrels.
It's supposed to be very tasty, and it's not the worst type of meat that you can find in the wild.
Yeah, I suppose. We got more rabbits, though. We got a lot of rabbits in our backyard, and they're wild. They're all over the place.
Yes, if you get some mustard, you can make a pretty good meal with them.
Some Dijon?
Exactly, exactly. That would be exactly the type of mustard I would pick.
Sure. I got a French question for you. I heard in France, I know you're not in France, but you could function well in France, I think, couldn't you?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Do they refrigerate their cheese?
Most of the time. I can say for sure, but most of the time they do. There are only certain type of cheese that you are not supposed to refrigerate. And they are mostly the cheese that are pre-melted.
Because we always put our cheese in the fridge here. I was just wondering if there was a difference in the cheeses.
Well, at the very least, when you buy cheese in France, when you go to the grocery store and you buy cheese, it's always in the fridge, if needed. There is, like I said, some prepackaged, already melted cheese, like for hamburger or club sandwich, and those don't really need to be refrigerated.
Okay. Well, so much for that myth. Another myth exploded.
But maybe it's the case in the deepest part of France that I never went to, but as far as I know, it's not the case.
What's the story about France in lockdown?
I don't know anything, to be honest. It's so omnipresent, it's so everywhere that I try to watch the less news as I can, you know what I mean? As little news as I can.
Okay.
So maybe the France is in total riot and they don't know about it. But as far as I know, not much is happening. It's just the day-to-day life. But France, it's very special because the thing is that they have a very big tradition of welfare state. And as long as the state is continuing to pay subsidies to almost everyone in the country, they might keep quiet for a while. It might be different in North America where the government is way less present and people have to rely on themselves.
Yeah, I can see this working well for France. But America, I'm not sure. Canada, looks like they don't mind their welfare money.
I think that in Switzerland we are totally ready for that. It was discussed. There might even have been a votation on universal basic income. And the thing is that we are continuing, and when I say we, the country, not me personally, but we are continuing to import different type of people from all over the world that are not really working or making any type of productive contribution to society. So as far as I know, we are more than ready for the new communist society with universal basic income and only a few of us that are working and living decently.
I can see that. There has to be an appetite for this kind of government, this kind of system. If people really didn't want it, there would be more. I think there'd be more opposition.
Yes, I think that in Switzerland we got to the point where people are ashamed of the good living condition, and they somehow feel that it has to be redistributed with everyone in the third world that is wanting to. I think that can only be the mental illness that is going on around here. I don't see why people will want something as stupid as that, but that's the case.
Yeah, interesting. Well, it seems like the only people that are working are in China. And
yes,
it seems like they do all the work for the entire world, so this is kind of the punishment for the rest of the world for doing nothing, relatively speaking, to the Chinese.
Yes. To give you an example, in Geneva is that insane that my work is subsidized by the government and I am making way more money part-time than I would make any other job I could find part-time. It would be impossible for me to find a job that pays as much as mine is doing at the moment part-time in Geneva. And yeah, it's only because the government is subsidizing it.
Crazy.
It's totally insane. But I cannot complain because I benefit from that system. But even while benefiting from it, it doesn't mean that I have to be stupid and don't see that this is a massive mistake and that it should not be that way.
So you're against communism, even though you're benefiting.
Yes, definitely. But the thing is that I am for complete liberalism, meaning that there is absolutely nothing except some terrible human rights violations that are not allowed. So I can sell drugs, whatever I want, hot dogs, clothing, whatever I want, and no one is there to take my money or bother me in any way. So in that sense, I might be more of a libertarian.
Yeah, that's good. Does the drug business use any kind of crypto?
Yes. As we mentioned that earlier conversation. Yes, of course.
If I were,
for example, to order a certain amount of drugs internationally, the best and quickest way to pay them would be via Bitcoin. But of course, I will incur the risk that they don't send the product.
What about just person to person on the street?
Not that I know of, because it will be too complicated and it's easier to do everything by cash. And for the moment, I don't know of anyone that is taking Bitcoin. But prostitutes are taking the banking cards now for a few years. So maybe there is something there that will change.
Credit card?
Yes. Yes, they have this small device that you get in every shop. They get exactly the same.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I think that's normal. I've that's been happening here, I think. I used to talk, 20 years ago, I used to talk to a girl that ran an escort agency. Pretty sure they took credit cards.
Yes. But as far as I know, street-level drug business, they will continue to take cash as long as possible. Although maybe some are using different services, like you pay, you transfer money with your phone or whatever, but not that I am aware of.
Yeah, apparently the service, I think WeMo in China, you do everything. You pay, you chat, you talk, you do everything with this. Is it WeMo or something like WeMo or whatever their WhatsApp is over there, their Telegram?
I think that
they
it's
have their
WeMo.
Own. Yeah, there's a lot of digital payments through that, person to person.
Yes. The closest that I saw from direct, it's not direct, but someone I know late at night or early in the morning, whichever way you want it, made a call to someone saying that they were transferring that person a certain amount of money via one of those apps, which is called Twint in Switzerland. It's same as in every country. And to ask that person to get some drugs for her. So that's not a direct exchange, but in some way that is similar to it. So you digitally pay someone that has access to cash in that specific moment.
Yes.
But it will happen. I am under no illusion that it will happen soon enough, because all it takes is a cell phone, and a cell phone is the only tool you need to start a serious drug business. So if you can get paid with your cell phone, it's even better.
Yeah. I got about 10 more minutes where I...
Yes, especially if you consider that on the street level, of course, many of the people that are selling drugs, any of the proceeds of such sales are sent overseas. So if you can get those people in your own country direct access to this account and you don't really have to pay any transfer fee or anything, of course they will adopt it quickly.
Yeah, I thought that we had that one funny guy that tried to get into the Discord server. I thought... That was way too much information for a new person to give, and it was way too provocative. I think he was just trolling the hell out of us. And to say he was from that part of Nebraska, like nobody would say that in real life. That's why I thought it's either someone we already know or just a troll.
I always think that anyone new is someone we already know, to be honest. That is my basic
thinking. Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yes. But in the end, we are a good bunch. We don't have many policy issues or anything. No one is making any real trouble. And the only one that are making trouble, I can only say that it's mostly my fault. And Rollo, maybe, because we got too personal. But we don't get much trouble around here.
No. Pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good.
It's a safe and clean house.
Yeah, that's
not
very
really.
Good.
the NBA has restarted, so I'm watching a lot of NBA those days for some reason.
Oh, you watch basketball, huh? I heard our team from Toronto is in Tampa Bay, but that's all I know. I don't care about that.
Yes, they apparently came there to relieve Uncle Odd because the Tampa Bay Lightnings are not that good this season. So maybe with the Tampa Bay Raptors, they will have more luck.
Yeah. Well, they can keep them as far as I'm concerned. I don't care about it. But
yes, but it's something that seeing from Europe is something that is impossible. That will never, never, never happen in Europe. Of course, the sports system is different, but for a team to leave their home city for another, it will be impossible. Many of the soccer teams here are more than 100 years old, and for them to move in another city, it will be impossible. Some of the time when they just switch stadium inside the same city, it's a drama and everyone is mad. So.
Yeah, well, everyone is in the COVID cult here, so they just accept it.
It's sad, because as much as I don't really like a big crowd or anything, when you are a kid going to a big sporting event, and that is something that is very, very special. The feeling of unity, the happiness, the scream, the joy, the sadness when the team lose. It's something that I really wish for every kid to experience at least once in their life.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I went to a game last year. I guess it was a year ago. What day? More than a year ago.
If it was in 2019, you went to a game of the Raptors?
No, I've never been to a Raptors game.
Well, what is the Maple Leaf is the hockey team from Toronto.
Yeah, the Leaf.
Yes, but they suck, I think.
Yeah, they have for 53 years. So, that's the last time they won anything. Older, the same age as me, that's how I know.
Yes.
But,
I cannot say you don't follow much sport.
No, I don't. I don't care about it because I'm disillusioned by it. I know it's sports entertainment, so it's fixed. I can't enjoy that.
Yes.
I don't like that part. That makes me annoyed.
Well, in a sense, I'm lucky in that in Switzerland, the football championship soccer, it's really bad. It's interesting almost no one. There is not much money in it, so there is still some sportive interest. And the only thing I do for my local team each and every year is that I go to the team shop and I buy the tracksuit, the overpriced tracksuit, each and every year, and I feel that is my way of giving them some money.
Right.
I agree that on a higher level, it's impossible to have the same result. Everything is fixed, and I am watching the NBA trying to see when the ball is, attracted by the rim and everything. I mean, I watch a lot of UFC, and I also sometimes think that most of the fights are fixed.
Yeah, well, I think they have to be careful in that not to kill each other. So there's no way they're gonna somehow modify it because they got to keep it going. We got to keep the drama going. So if one guy really hurts on the other guy and got rid of him completely, it might be a problem for business.
Definitely. Or maybe less now, but in the earlier years of the sport, it would have probably killed it. For someone to die on public television or on pay-per-view, it would have probably killed the sport. But sport is an interesting victim of COVID-19. I was speaking with Purple Play last night a bit about it. Like, for example, in Europe, all of the biggest football teams, they are reducing salaries and they are registering massive loss because of the lack of an audience, the lack of exposure because some match was canceled. The sportive panorama is changing quite a lot, and I cannot say that I am against it because the sum that were in play were just ridiculous for someone that is only doing sports.
Yes, I agree.
If you like this audio and support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
All right, I got about a minute left before I say goodnight, but I really don't have too much exciting to
discussed tonight. I put lots of blog posts on fakeologist.com, and FakoTube has got lots of videos, and Telegram. Oh, my God. Are you on Telegram?
Yes, I am, but it's not my favorite medium, as it is too quick, and I'm always using the phone, so the time I type some resolute answer, the discussion has switched to another topic entirely. So.
Yeah, so many Telegram groups, it's crazy.
Yes, it's
so
insane.
Much material on there. It seems, yeah, people love it.
Yes.
People
anything
love it.
Important,
Donald Trump
it should be
there.
Recorded. Anything important in the end, I try to keep it for the audio chat. Like, for example, it's not that important,
yeah.
But it was to me the fact that I watch a lot of anti-drone video in the morning. It was important for me. It was mentioned in the audio chat, and that thing, that's the format I will continue to use.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Discord is good. There's so many systems out there. It's crazy.
Yes. I was also, I posted something that was Toronto-related the other day. Maybe 1 or 2 days ago, about this lady that in 2013 tried to reach the summit of the Mount Everest, a Tibetan-Canadian lady, and she attained the summit, but she died going down. And I thought that the story smelled of fakery for some reason. There was too many footage of the lady before and during and everything, and that story kind of felt like fake to me.
Oh, I must have missed it. I didn't see
find
it.
The name of the lady, because it's all on not fakeologist of topic. Blah, 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 blah. The name is Shriya Shah Chlorfine. Or Chlorfine.
I missed the story. Maybe just...
Yes, it was long ago, to be honest. It was in 2012. And the thing is that the lady was allegedly quite inexperienced, and everyone in the footage I saw was saying that she was too slow, that there was no way that she did the whole trip in the time that was allowed. And they let her go anyway, and she died. And she was quite pretty, to be honest. And the whole story seems too perfect for me. And there is also a lot of footage. And I don't think that many people that are trying that adventure are taking that much video while they are doing it.
I agree. Okay, I'll take a look at it. All right, Benoit, have a good night. We'll talk to you next time.
Yes, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Oh, Sky Larkin is here. You can talk to Sky Larkin.
I can spend my life talking with Sky Larkin. It's not even fair at this point.
Oh,
bye-bye.
No, where are you going to go, though? Because I mean, I've come to talk about COVID, and I know you're sick of it.
You can try to explain me, or you will torture me, and I will enjoy it anyway.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just feel like it's all going to kick off. That's the feeling I get. I just think, it's all very weird, isn't it? So we've got all of this national lockdown again here.
I think
then...
it's the main event. That all we have was the preliminary show, and now it's the main event.
I do think so, part of me, yeah, because it coincides with what's happening in America, doesn't it? With Wednesday and the inaugural thing, the ceremony. You know, it's all very close together, isn't it? And often when things kick off in America, often stuff kicks off here at the same sort of time. So, I don't know.
Well, I feel that... To be honest, I was expecting this those countrywide lockdown in Europe. I was expecting them way sooner, maybe in October or very at the beginning of the day that are more cold, but the coldest day. But I am not surprised that it happened. The thing is that the big question now is how long.
Yeah, it looks like March anyway. From what Boris was hinting at, he was saying that priority groups will be vaccinated, will start to be vaccinated in February. And, you know, that's the elderly, people that work in healthcare, social care, and vulnerable group. And he said that would start in February, and then he mentioned March, you know, the spring, and which we thought anyway. Say it again.
It's almost like last year. Last year they were giving us a time frame.
Yeah.
everything was supposed to be more relaxed, and we got what, about maybe 3 to 4 weeks in the summer where things were semi-normal. And suddenly it was masked everywhere in the middle of July for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, it's the same here, but things are heating up because they're starting to challenge people with masks now here and asking them to see exemption proof and see cards. And you never used to do any of that. Like, I have a card, but to be honest, anyone can get this card. You can even print something off the government website. And often I don't even show it. But I watched a video today in Birmingham, and I did see one in London a few weeks ago as well, where people were being challenged by police when he was going into a shopping centre, this guy in Birmingham, the Bullring shopping centre here. And he was being challenged by police. So I asking him, why he was exempt, which they're not allowed to ask what your health reason is. And he did stand his ground, you know. I put the video in ages ago in the...
Yes, I thought that the guy was losing an insane amount of time speaking with the cops, to be honest. But
He was.
Yes, but I, for example, was in the Geneva International Airport about 3 weeks ago, and I walked around without a mask for probably 20 to 25 minutes without any issue. But then a cop came and he said, why don't you have a mask? I said, I forgot to put my mask on. I put my mask on because I needed to stay inside the airport, and that's about it. So at least in my opinion, I don't feel that you cannot win that type of argument. Maybe if you are with a mob of 50 and there are two, they will back out. But even then, we don't really have much to win losing time on those stupid arguments. The fight is above. The fight is somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, and this guy, I mean, after looking at his channel, he does look like, you know, he's the kind of guy who knew. He knew what he was talking about, and he was right, because they were breaking the law, really, by asking that. But he was, like, so persistent and didn't give up. You know, it was like almost an hour of arguing that. I don't know, I kind of thought that he was really up for it, you know what I mean? Yeah, he probably went there.
Which is insane. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point, I don't watch all of it, but I think that at one point around 15 minutes, I seem to remember that the cops are about to give up. And that's the guy that they're bringing Devin back in.
Yeah.
Saying something stupid or whatever. So at this point, I feel that, of course, the cops, they are power hungry, and whatever occasion they give them, they will fuck you over. But I don't really think that on this fight, they are really on the other side, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If they can look the other way, they will. In most cases, of course. But I think that the guy, like you said, he was looking for it.
Yeah, and I think in that situation as well, once the police start and pick you and you decide you're not giving your details, they're going to keep challenging it, aren't they? They don't want to back down, just like the guy didn't want to back down. You know, you're in that situation where neither would back down, whereas most people would just be like, oh, okay, fuck it then, like, you know, and use another entrance or go to another shopping centre, do you know what I mean? Fuck this, I'll just go back the next day,
the guy probably has footage of 10 different shopping centres where he's pulling the same trick, but the results are not as good. Maybe he's getting slapped around, or who knows. And he said, okay, next one. Next one will be better.
Because he had another video, which was a month ago, and it was at the Apple store here in Birmingham as well. And but that was weird because it was like about 6 guys on the door, you know, heavy duty guys, because they don't want people robbing their Apple products and that. But yeah, he was challenging them as well. And that was funny. And I thought, come on, this guy's looking for it, you know. I mean, it's impressive.
Definitely.
And he is right, you know, totally agree with him.
Yes, he's right. But as I am a new man and I'm like everyone, I don't like when people come to fuck with me when I'm doing my job. And as much as I don't like cops, I don't think that it's any use, that there is any reason to fuck with them while they're doing the job. as bad as it is, they are doing the job because someone somewhere wrote that they can do this. So maybe if you really want to fuck someone up, wait for that person when they come home.
Yeah, I suppose. But yeah, because I do wonder, you know, if a lot of these videos is to get people doing it, you know, more challenging. But you've got to know what you're talking about, you know, and most people haven't got the balls to, like, just keep standing there and arguing. I mean, it was good. You know, I enjoyed watching it, and I did think fair play to him, you know. But yeah, after a bit, it was like, you know, he'd give up.
And by the way, I am trying to start a trend. That is something new, but I'm trying to promote it. Well,
yeah,
each and every time, each and everyone is meeting a robot in any type of setting, throw a piece glass at the robot.
What does that do?
No, let me explain. Well, I'm trying to create the reflex in the human mind that robots smell horribly like piss and that they should be avoided. You know what I mean? If kids, when they grow up, they knew instantly that robots are terrible, that they smell like peas, that it's a terrible thing to be around a robot, we might create a negative reflex around robots in humans.
You know, that's a really good point because every class that a kid is in, like when I was at primary school, you always had that one kid who smelled of piss, didn't you? And at secondary school as well. Everyone has that experience. And then there's always that one kid that smells of piss, and no one ever wants to go near them ever.
Exactly.
It's really sad.
So I'm trying to create a movement where any type of robot we come across is allowed to smell like piss. That's my goal in life. I find my calling.
I think you are up to something. So would you just piss on them then?
Well, through a cup is more efficient in the dispersion, and it goes faster also. So, of course, I understand that the logistic of having a bottle of piss ready at any time is quite difficult, but it's a challenge, and we get to be up to it. So throwing piss at robots will be my new thing. If they ever put any type of robot anywhere in Geneva, I will throw piss at that thing as much as possible.
Well, I'm with you. I'll be in your movement. I'll do the same.
Yes, it's quite early. I'll be honest, it's quite early, and I don't have much traction at this point, but there isn't much robots yet. So maybe when there are much robots, I will find more people interested in my small little project that is throwing piece glass at robot every occasion possible.
Did you see that Boston Dynamics video with the robot
with
dancing?
The fake CGI robot? I don't think that any of those robots are true.
Yeah, well, when I watched it, I thought when they were dancing, I did think it looked CGI'd. But I've seen them before in their other videos where they're just walking and they can jump and stuff. And that always
that is possible.
That looks more real. But the dancing did look fake to me because it was just so fast as well, the movements. And
yes, what I think at the very least, they are building those robots, but all the action that we are seeing, they are pre-programmed. And there is absolutely no AI, no power of reflection or anything. What we are witnessing is just a robot doing a choreography.
Exactly. And I think they're just sort of tricking us with that because they're probably capable of worse than that. Do you know what I mean? They're just dancing, but we don't know what it is yet. But, you know,
let's hope that they are not liquid proof at the very least.
Yeah. Exactly. Get them rusty.
But I don't know what the project is, but I know that I really hope that in my lifetime I will see some advancing in the robotics technology. Because I am interested in that, and I don't think that it's nefarious per se. And I really would love to see some kind of humanoid walking around while I'm still alive.
I think we will see that if we live long enough. I think probably in the next 20 years or something. Maybe
I'm still young. If I live 40 years, one of them might wipe my ass when I'm older.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The robots will take first they will take the work that we don't want, the work that are considering diminishing. And I'm not of that opinion.
Yeah.
For me, someone which work is to wiping the ass of older people, that is one of the most respectable thing you can do in life. And there is probably some big karmic reward for that.
Yeah, they don't pay carers very well, though.
It sucks.
They don't pay. Yeah, it's like minimum wage. No.
Yes, I mean, you clean someone that... you clean someone that is dirty, you give them back their dignity, in a sense. I don't know of any type of job that give you the opportunity to give their dignity back to some person on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yes, but that's the way the world goes. Those people are underqualified, underpaid, and no one really cares about them.
Everyone should get a raise. Yeah, definitely. It's not going to happen. Definitely not now. Now they're running.
Oh, never. I don't think that no one will get a raise for the years to come.
Definitely not. The businesses are being destroyed.
Yes. The city center is totally dead right now. Of course, it's winter time. It was never that crowded. Especially on a Monday night, but whatever. It's a bit later than I thought it was. So maybe there is some reason to that. But where are the crazy people that walk around at night? Where are the pumps? Where are the hookers? Where is everyone?
Yeah. Have you seen less homeless people? Because I know I have. A lot less.
Not really. But I do know that the... that a big chain of hotels in Geneva take an agreement with the social service there to house many people. So I don't really know. But the thing is that we are in Switzerland. The people that are bums, they kind of, sort of, choose to be bums, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because in Geneva, I don't think that anyone that has some kind of link to the region will be abandoned or live at their own demise in any type of way. So most of the people that are living outside, there is a guy, for example, in a place that I lived earlier on the year, and this guy on 2020 rather, and this guy is living in the woods. I know where he lives exactly. He has a kind of a small encampment, and he's a nice guy, keeping to himself, saying nothing. And one day someone that had made a lot of money in his life, he came across the guy and he was from the region and he was interested. So he take contact with the authorities and together they find a place for the guy, an apartment to live in.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, I'm Spiro from Holland. You listen to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
And so they proposed the guy to get an apartment, to get his life together. And the guy just said no. It was not about being put in some kind of box and locked in a building or whatever. So here it's different. I cannot say. I can probably find some people living outside right now, but it's a choice at this point.
Yeah, it's the same here too. You know, people, because there are places for them to go. I mean, some places they have to pay for, you know, it's a small amount, but they use the money that, you know, they get on the street or whatever. But there was always lots of beggars, you know, so you wouldn't necessarily know if they were homeless or not. You just assumed. But there were always, you know, outside shops and supermarkets and stuff, but I've hardly seen any at all. For almost a year since all of this started anyway. So I was just wondering,
I know that for certain, because I just saw it the other day while I was walking near the river, there are some encampment of people from Eastern Europe, mostly Romania, some Rom. I don't know if you call them in English, might be Romani or Roms. That's how we called it.
Romani.
Gypsies.
Like Romani gypsies.
So they live a certain lifestyle. They choose to live a certain way, and they are not about to be institutionalized in any way.
Yeah, they live freely. We do have, but we have the Romani, well, the ones from Romania, and we have like Irish gypsies as well. They call them pikies here.
I know that slur.
It's normally in the summer you see them. You know, they normally just occupy spaces like around car parks and stuff, and you know, parks as well. You know, like public parks.
Yes, wherever they can stay and get some free power and shit all around the place and trash it for a while and then go to the next one.
Yeah, exactly. No,
but that's all life is, and that's the way. And to be honest, I don't fault them, and I don't have as much contact with my family as those guys. So maybe they are better than me.
Yeah, I don't mind them. I know a lot of people really dislike them and stuff here, but to be honest, if they're not bothering me, I don't have a problem with them. And no, I even had my hubcap on my old car stolen by someone, and I just thought, oh. I mean, they were really crap as well. You know, they weren't even great hubcaps or anything. But I knew it was them because I'd gone to this market and there were a few in the area, like a few caravans and everything. And then when I came back out of the market, they were gone. My hubcaps and the caravans as well. It's like fucking jokers, you know. But yeah, I mean, that's the only reason they hate it, because people just think, you know, their stuff's always being robbed and...
Yes, but I will always have some sympathy for anyone that is living off-grid. And many people that don't like those populations, they should see how they are living. Because, I mean, try to live near the river in the winter right now, you get to be very determined to get somewhere.
Exactly. I mean, and I'm the same. I sort of think, well... I can't blame them because they're, you know, they don't want to be slaves. So, and I don't either. So I can't really blame them for that, you know.
Yes. Just like power and hot water too much. But it is the fault of my education.
Yes, same. I like luxury.
Yes. I'm the terrible person. I know people that have way more money than me and that don't spend half of what I spend on clothes. Here I am. But it's about it. That's also the vanity of the people that have less money. It's just keeping up with life.
Yeah, and plus, sometimes you just want to treat yourself, you know, and especially if you work hard and, you know, it's okay to want things. I mean, I'm not as bad as I used to be. I used to love shopping and all that and, you know, I'm not so bad. The older I get, the less I care about things like that. But I do like to treat myself. And it's, you know, when you're working all the time and you're grinding and, you know, you do want to reward yourself. And it's just one of those things.
Well, in my case, it's more that I am stupid and I never really understood the concept of money. So if you give me some money, I think that I... just have to spend it as fast as possible because someone somewhere will give me more soon enough.
Yeah, it burns the hole in your pocket. I used to be like that.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it used to be.
But it's a lot of fun and I am not that much bored in my existence because most of the time I am out of money. So I get to go somewhere, find something. That is the salt of life, let's say. I will probably
exactly.
Bored.
Exactly. If you've never had lots of money, you don't miss it, do you? You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't know what to do with it in the end.
And it's just easy come, easy go, you know. Just have it and then you wait for the next payday. You just, you know, live for that.
Yes. And you start to hanging around people like Klaus Schwab. And those type of people. You find yourself in meeting with character that looks like Bond villain, and you ask yourself why you make those choices in life.
Exactly. And then you have to start being sodomized and all that shit. And
you don't. Yes. But what is nice about life is that you don't get to be rich to get sodomized. You can do that for free almost anywhere.
That is true.
Which is terrible. Getting fucked is the only freedom I have. Still at this point. fuck someone. But it's not really a freedom, because it will probably be easier for me to get fucked than to fuck someone. So in that sense, everything is not right even.
Yeah.
Everything is reversed. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's inverted.
Yes. The world is insane. Nothing makes sense anymore. I am outside in the Geneva Street, and I can probably get my hand on some cocaine faster than I can get my hand on some cigarettes.
Oh, are you still having problems getting fags then?
No, but the thing is that now at 11 p.m. everything is closed. And
oh,
I say everything. So sometimes it's 7 p.m., sometimes it's 11 p.m. They just seem to decide randomly when the time is the shop are about to close. But fact is, I cannot get my hands on some cigarettes, but I can probably find some cocaine and weed in less than 10 minutes.
That's brilliant, though. Right.
Yes.
It's the opposite.
Oh, and there is some asshole pissing in the fountain. Isn't that great?
No way. Get a photo.
No, I don't want to start photographing people that are pissing. It will start a trend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyway, the guy is pissing in the fountain. Ah, people, they have absolutely no shame. It's terrible. I swear, the guy was pissing in the fountain. Absolutely normal, no problem. Whatever. His kids must be very, very proud of their father.
Is he with kids as well?
Oh, no. Of course not. That would have been... No, but to be fair, it's the kind of people that walk around endlessly at night, speaking around loudly. You know what I mean? Cursing each and every one. So, no surprise the guy was pissing in the fountain.
Yeah.
I was always scared when I became an adult to become crazy and be one of those people. But fortunately, that never happened.
Well, that's good. You've got your shit together.
At the very least on that, I am not a bum that is speaking around on the street. That is a good thing.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse, definitely.
Yeah, it's a terrible destiny. I mean, you see those people, they are always outside. Whatever time you choose to go to the train station or near the train station, they are always there. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? To have nowhere to live. I mean, it must be worse. Nowhere to sleep. No.
Yes. It's terrible. Being insane is terrible. And by the way, I met the person that I was supposed to eat with earlier. And the poor girl, she was so out of her mind, she did not even remind her that we have a meeting today.
Oh, but she did come. You did eat.
No,
she
absolutely
ate.
Not. I met her later on. I came across her near the train station because that's where the crazy people are. We had some words, we discussed, it was nice. She didn't seem to remember that we had to eat together. She was about to probably get picked up by the police because she was also out of her mind. She was insulting someone. But fortunately, I was there and spoke with her. We'll see about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, poor
that's
good
that
you were about, you know.
Yes, yes. But I will not always be around. That is not my job. So.
Yeah, that's the thing, but tough, isn't it?
Yes, life is terrible. So, like I said, I'm really happy that in some way I'm not totally insane. Insane enough to be recording the things I am saying right now, but not enough to be on the street speaking to myself.
Yeah, exactly. You're not completely nuts.
Yes.
You're not completely hatstand. Hatstand, I like to call mad hatstand. I think it's a nice. A nice way of saying it.
It's polite.
Yeah, so it was just COVID really, because I know you're sick of it. We're all sick of it, but I just wanted to get that off my chest, the madness and shit. But yeah, because I saw OS put a thing up about the National Guard in America and on Wednesday, you know, for the inaugural thing and Trump speech, and I think they're expecting Antifa as well, but they're trying to make out it's going to be like Republicans with guns and all that shit, so that should be interesting.
I feel jealous of those people that are so implicated in politics. I want to be that passionate about something. You know what I mean?
I'm not passionate about politics. I just like the...
I don't mean you, but the people that are really believing that the name of the president will change anything. Those people, that they fascinate me. I really enjoy speaking with them. I don't understand what is the reasoning between that. That is beyond that, I'm sorry.
I know what you mean, because I used to be like that, you know, I believed in the political system, you know, and only up until like a couple of years ago, so it's not even that long, but yeah, it is mad that I believed it for so long. I was so invested in it and really thought a change would, but the person that I wanted to get in didn't get in anyway, and even now I don't think it would have changed things, you know, but yeah, I know what you mean. It is fascinating how some people are invested in it for a long time, you know, that it's like they never get sick of it.
Yes, I can only say thanks for my grandfather for giving me all those books about politics in South America and those type of things that made me realize pretty early on that I have absolutely nothing to gain or to lose by being interested in those people.
Yeah, you were lucky to know early on. I mean,
yes, but it took me quite a number of years to realize that it was going way beyond the fact that politicians were not honest and good people.
Yeah, yeah.
But we get there slowly.
Do you have a president then, or?
Yes, the thing is that in Switzerland, it's a political system that is very specific. We have a council of 7 people that are taking decisions together. Yeah. So, of course, we have a president. But don't ask me who is that guy this year. He's a member of the council, so he's one of the 7, and it's a turning presidency. But for the life of me, I cannot tell you who is the guy in charge this year, or the girl.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. You don't need to know. It's going to be a wanker.
Frankly, right now, I can probably not tell you the name of the 7 people. I will probably miss one of them. I grew totally detached from it, really.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Because it's just not interesting. And all I know is that I just don't want them in power, you know. But there's nothing we can do because people will still vote for them. So
yes, but it's you that published this clip of the opening of the Senate or the Congress in the USA, where the guy is saying "Amen" and "A woman."
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great? It's just going nuts now. All of this in political.
Oh, it's beyond retarded.
I mean, I'm starting to wonder if they're just taking the piss now, you know, just passing.
Well, the amen on a woman,
yeah.
Frankly, he might be taking the piss, to be honest. It's almost a joke.
It is, but some people will believe that. I mean, because there was, I might have mentioned it before, but there was a thing about tampons, and they were getting offended because they said that tampons were for women. You know, and they were like, well, it's not just females, you know.
No, it's not just female. In the name, I am not one of those people, but in the name of all the people that get sodomized repeatedly, I can only say that the use of hygienic tampon can be unisex, I figure.
Yeah, I suppose.
Let's listen to the small a man and a woman clip. Because the thing is that the whole prayer is just fantastic. But I will only play 15 seconds of it because it's what I want to do. I play it right now.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
He's even saying it like it's a joke.
I know. And you can hear like laughter as well.
Yes, and the word amen came from some language that is related to Aramaic and Afro-Asiatic languages, so why not? I mean, at one point you get to be completely stupid to think that the English language is the apex of the way to communicate that human ever had, but I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's the international language, I suppose, now the most spoken, but... But yeah, it's not like the most ancient, though, is it? You know.
It's amongst the more ancient, I figure.
Yeah. But where's Rollo? Because he sent me something. He wants
yes,
to play.
But, yes, but what is it? Is it a song?
Yeah, do you want me to send it? It's the...
No, I get it.
No, I get it. Yeah.
He probably didn't send the same song to me and to you. So I'm about to play the one he gives me. Just because. Let's go.
If I may, I would love to ask Josh Groban to come on stage with me tonight and sing a prayer with me.
Oh,
So that was Céline Dion.
Oh, wow.
With another singer, that's his name. What is the name of this guy again? Josh Groban. Probably an OC, I figure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that was a strange choice. It was a long song, wasn't it?
Yes, quite sad. Really, but sad. I don't have much time to give to that. I'm still outside and I really want to go inside and pour myself a drink. So if you just give me the time of the song, that it will cut me off, and after that I will be back on another network. But I will be back inside. So the time of the song, and I'm back.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
With tremendous ultraviolet.
Cancel you. Totally cancel you.
Stop and let's talk.
que hacen. Esto no es un simulacro. Hey, ¿qué pasa con el mundo ahorita? La locura fue negado. El mundo está preso en sus casas. Pandemia, dice el médico. Y el mundo es pánico. Todos creen que el mundo se acaba con plagatina. Coronavirus mata a todos. Algo mata. Una peste demoníaca. ¿Qué va a pegar? Coronavirus de verdad. ¡Bomba mala! ¡Infectado no! ¿A dónde voy a ir? ¡A la chingada! ¿Qué pasó aquí? Buena del mercado. Lo que quieras me ha dominado. Como si tuviera un tocado de Slayer aquí. Sin comida, papel y agua. Ya no hay la tienda. Te digo en serio. No hay nada de venta. Coronavirus no es sueño. Despiértate. Los mercados acotados. Hay de padre. Coronavirus para la tierra. Te limpio. ¿Con qué limpio mi culo? Si no tengo más fe. Usa tu mano.
De retour. Sorry, for some reason I had to turn the wire of my microphone in the socket to be able to transmit again. So here we are back. We have been listening to WTF Brah, B-R-A-H-H. It was a mashup of his best work of 2020. And after that, it was the Mexican group Brujeria with COVID-666, for those interested. Not anyone is into that type of music, but I really like it. Hard rock is the best. Is anyone still with me? So if no one is with me, I will sing Alouette, because I know that at least Frank will be happy.
Hey Ben, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed what you played. I said I wouldn't be back.
Yes,
we're all living in America. I like the song you played before, though, with the sound grabs with Joe Biden and Donald Trump and Kenneth Copeland. They're great, those guys.
Yes, and I can really understand why anyone would choose to go to Kenneth Copeland Church. It's basically like going to a one-man show every Sunday.
I think they've really got they've got it in for him. Hey, Donald Trump's about to do a speech in Ohio or Delaware. Hold on, let me have a look. Give me a sec.
Yes, in about an hour and a half from now, I think.
Yes, yeah. So we don't need to play that.
Make me one promise.
One promise? What?
Yes. If he concedes Don't do something stupid.
Oh, when he concedes, do you think he's going to concede? Is that what you think he's going to do?
Never. No.
No.
Even
never
if he,
give up.
Even if
never
he
surrender.
Lose, he will never give up. He will probably not show up at the inauguration.
Did you hear that they were trying to get Puerto Rico or like into the union? And like Texas will leave straight away. Texas will go. They'll go and he'll become president of Texas. That's my bet.
Yes, but I figure that considering the amount of military and medical and psychological experiments
yeah.
the USA undertook and the good citizens of Puerto Rico, it is only fair enough that they can join fully the United States of America.
Yeah. I reckon they'll bump him off. They'll do a Kennedy on him before his, you know, if he... But they can't do that, and not in the day of social media. They can't do it.
It would be very difficult.
They would have to have planned that well in advance, like Kennedy was planned in advance. And,
yes,
you know.
But Kennedy was only possible because there was no HD camera, there was no...
That's
was
right,
different.
Yeah.
To kill someone yeah. publicly like that, you would probably have to make the plane blow up or the car, but shoot him directly
yeah.
in public... It would be difficult to fake that.
Do you know what the worst thing would be if Donald Trump does his speech in an hour and a half and he comes out with a mask on or something? That would disappoint me, and then I would just go, fuck you, Donald. You know, with a face nappy on? That would piss me off.
At a certain level, whatever one person is believing personally is irrelevant.
Hey, can you play, you played that awesome song before. Who sung that again? That was COVID-66,
it was
right?
WTF. It was a brujería, which means witch in Spanish.
Awesome.
I'm back now.
Oh, hello, Sky.
Hi. My headphones charging. Yeah, I wasn't being rude.
No. Hopefully I'm not devastating to your ear. Now,
no.
Let me ask. Do you remember that tune? Andy Farley and PK back in early 90s? Back when we used to go clubbing. I'll get Ben to play it.
Yeah.
We'll get Ben to play it. And then and make sure you drop your MDMA just before he plays it.
Just before bedtime, yeah.
Bedtime, don't worry. Hey, Donald Trump's going to be on stage in about an hour and a half, so you got to be up for that.
Oh, yeah, so what's that about, then? What's he doing a speech about?
He's trying to get again, I'm not huge into American politics, but they're, hold on.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
That's Rush there, Ab talking all over Rush. Big money. I know, I shouldn't be talking, but I've had a couple of drinks today now.
Why?
I said
have
I wouldn't.
Tell.
I wouldn't. No, I haven't been banned. I just said I was going to self ban.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, as a New Year's resolution, it didn't last long, did it?
Yes, but we baited you. We tried our best to get you to say.
Yeah, to trigger me to come in earlier. It was good though. It was a lot of fun.
Yes. I voluntarily forgot to mention who was speaking in the song you wanted to play, in hope that it will brought you out. And it did.
Well, thank you, Ben, and thank you, Skylark, and thank you all psychologists. Hopefully, well, I say hopefully, optimistically, let's put it that way. Hope is not a strategy, as that fella from Florida said, but optimistically, 2021 will be a lot better because this lockdown, face masks, and it's just shit. It's just shit. I mean, it's not so bad here in Australia, but can you imagine people living in California or Florida, in New York or whatever, you know, where they're all boarded up, and BLM and Antifa is running rampant, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are not gonna, they're not gonna do anything to stop that. They just want business as usual, like black fellow, the black fellow, you know, back, you know,
Barack Obama.
2008, Barack Obama, yeah. I won't say the word. I won't say the word, but yes.
No,
I
won't
I don't like the guy.
Of course you won't.
I won't say. I won't say.
No, you won't say it. I'm sure you won't. No, the thing is that if I were to really believe in politics, which I am not, the thing is that maybe, just maybe, Biden has enough pull to do something that he wants to do because he was there for long enough and whatever. But the thing is that he's old, he's senile, he's not capable of acting on anything. And the person that is supposed to second him, she has no real experience, she has no real pull, and she will have to concede to so many things just to accomplish one of her projects.
No. I disagree. I think she is a total cackling witch. He is an empty-headed fool. The only man who's going to save the world in which we know is the Orange Man Rad. And the Orange Man Rad has got to, he's got a power on his, he's just got a, Nancy, he's got Nancy Pelosi. I mean, Mike Pence has seemed to be doing a good job, backing him up. But he's a career politician, but Trump is the man. He's the businessman. He's not a politician. And that's why I have the love of Trump. And he's got personality, charisma, like you, Ben, and like you, Skylark. And you know, everyone, all the fakeologists, I mean, you have to have a certain charisma, or you wouldn't come on the mic, would you?
Yes, definitely.
Do you run out of car?
Keep going.
They've got the NASA
plane. We hear any other world. Your quality is not...
It just broke up. Are you talking about Boris Johnson's brought the National Guard in, or is that what you're saying?
No, for the inaugural day on Wednesday. I saw it on Twitter. Someone posted it. I think it was OS posted it. Yeah. So I think they're expecting...
Original stimulus. Danger up.
So they're expecting the...
That's okay. Look, there'll be enough people there, Trump supporters. So if BLM or Antifa want to start causing trouble, they'll get smacked down. It's just hold your ground. And that's what Donald Trump's doing. And he will I love the fact he will never concede. And I consider him, I'd love him to be president of Australia. I'd vote for him.
Yes,
over Boris Johnson or Scott Morrison, who's the president of Switzerland?
Well, we discussed that with Skylar King. I'm totally incapable of telling you the name of memory, but I will look on the internet. I'm really ashamed. It's terrible.
Oh, sorry, man. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. I already concede that I don't know who it was. The president of the Swiss... Oh, okay, Guy Parmelin. Who is that guy? I don't even know who the guy is, Guy Parmelin.
That's funny.
Oh, for real? He has been a member of the Federal Council since 2016. I don't even know who the guy is. Incredible.
Wow.
That's how much
don't
I care.
Need to know. Exactly. Who cares?
It just shows you how much you don't give a shit.
It's crazy because I see all the name of those people and I don't know who they are. Okay, that bitch, I don't need to know. She was there since 2019. Okay.
It's not Angela Merkel, is it? Angela Merkel, I'm joking.
No, it's Viola Amherd, and she's pretty ugly.
Is she a tranny?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Well, look at her picture. It's on EGI right now.
Oh, like...
Yeah.
She looks more like a nice grandmother than a tranny, to be honest.
Yeah, she looks quite pleasant, actually. She doesn't look too...
I don't know anything about Swiss politics. I never voted in my life. I don't really care about those people. And yes, okay. She has been a member of the Swiss Federal Council since 2010. I mean, even that girl, that woman, Simonetta Sommaruga, which picture I will post in EGI too, I don't even know who she was. And she was there for the last 10 years. Maybe I should start following it a bit more. Just maybe. Her, she can be a tranny. More than the other one, to be honest.
She's got one eye bigger than the other one.
Yes, that too. She's a sign of demonic.
She was probably... She could have been vaccinated. One eye lowered or one bigger.
No.
Vaccinated.
No, don't think that it's vaccination. It's my opinion, and maybe I am off the track on that. But the crooked eye is a sign of demonic possession.
Well, my eyes are straight together, and look at my eyes. Can you see me now on the camera? Look at me. I'm no demon. I think Skylarkin, you got a bit of demon in you.
Why do you think that?
Yes, I would be very interested for you.
It's a joke.
No, I know you're joking.
But the best joke.
I was just curious.
People can't take jokes. Everyone's on Twitter these days. Have you been checking out Donald Trump's YouTube feed? And
I'm really interested in Trump. Honestly, I find him fascinating because I never used to like him, but my opinion changed. But I was like listening to stuff, but I don't know, the fact that the media hate him so much, that's
funny.
So there's something.
You think he was Adolf Hitler if you believe the mainstream media, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
My brother thinks he's Hitler, and fuck me, he doesn't know shit. I mean, what's it called? Some noise here. Give me a sec. You know, ill-informed voters. You know, people that get all their information from mainstream or from Twitter or YouTube or Facebook, you know, you're never going to get it from there. You're never going to get it. The truth.
I'm not so sold on Trump, as I always say. He's just an old guy that was loaded with money all his life, and I don't think that gives you a good enough perspective to solve anything.
No, listen, Ben, listen. He was born into money, so he had money to start with. But if you're given, say, $10 million, I think you were saying it before, or someone was saying it before, you'll piss it away if you can't handle it. But if you use it wisely, which Donald Trump did, in the 80s, he could have been, you know, snorting cocaine and grabbing women on the pussies or whatever. But look what, he built an empire. And he's now become the most powerful man in the world. Fuck China. He's the most powerful man in the world. You know why? Because he allows freedom of speech, the First Amendment. And Donald Trump will never take that away as long as he's in charge. If Joe Biden and Kamala Cackle Harris get in charge, freedom of speech will be gone. It'll be just, you know, it'll be the Chinese system. Fuck that.
Yes, and by the way, since you mentioned the Chinese, Jack Ma, I'm not sure his first name is really Jack, but he's called himself Jack Ma, the creator and CEO of Alibaba, has apparently disappeared since 2 months. He was advised he's in trouble with the Chinese government, and he was required not to leave the country, and he has not appeared publicly since the last 2 months.
Wow, I did see you put that up.
Yes.
What a mystery. Do you reckon he's dead?
I don't know, but at the Chinese level, it will mean something like Jeff Bezos disappearing, basically.
Well, you remember in China, right? There was this where they just do a little Tai Chi dance together in the park. And the Chinese government was so paranoid because, we can't have people gathering in groups.
It's more complicated than that. The Chinese government has an open war with a religious movement that is called Falun Gong. And their fear is that the spread of Falun Gong is helped by those Tai Chi seances in the park. So they are very, very closely monitored. And at any sign of dissension or mention of the religious ideology of Falun Gong, they are disbanded and sent away.
Mm.
So there is an undertone for that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to raise my glass to Donald Trump. Have you got a drink in your hand?
If you give me half of a minute and even less.
Yeah, get a drink in your hand. Let's raise a glass to...
What are you drinking, by the way?
I'm drinking just champagne.
Okay,
very expensive champagne.
Okay, I'm having a whiskey that is not that bad.
Oh,
Glen Grant pure malt Scotch whiskey. So it's all not right. A single malt, but it's a pure malt. So.
What about you, Starlock? And what have you got in your hand?
I've got water. I've got work.
Water? That stuff will kill you. Fish is fucking it.
I've got Adam's ale. That's my daddy.
But if it's rainwater, I think you might be okay. It's got no fluoride in it.
No, it's, mineral water.
I want what Klaus wants. Drinking. What do you reckon he's drinking?
He's drinking kid's blood.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to drink that. I'm not a vampire.
The thing is that it's like everything. It's the first drink that is a problem. Once you feel the effect, you will probably love it. We all will. It's probably the most powerful drug there is in the universe. Not the taste, the effect.
Well, I think it was Rick or someone, one of you guys was saying that the bags under Henry Kissinger's eyes, because he's lived so long, he's been drinking. I don't want to go there, but I can offer my opinion. Leave kids alone. Leave them alone. I wasn't messed with. Leave us alone.
Yes, I wasn't messed with, and I was quite bothered by the fact that I wasn't messed with. I thought that I was an ugly kid, and I was questioning myself, why would anyone try to molest me? I felt it was unfair in a way.
And look how you've turned out. Look how I can see you on the camera now. You're a handsome man.
Yes. Maybe now they will molest me.
Very. Yeah, I bet you get molested. I bet you get molested a lot by women. I'm always molesting you.
hey, Sky, like it. Turn your camera on. Let's have a look at you.
No. I've got my pajamas on.
Oh, you're in your Jimmy Jam.
Yeah, I've got work.
Flicking your bean to Boris Johnson.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm doing the Kit Kat shuffle to Benoit.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you very much. I'm raising my glass to that.
All right, yes, they will raise our glass. There we go.
Wow.
All right, let's have some Du Hast. Or should we have We're All Living in America?
That's
I need a refill, so can we have some... Who sung that, Du Hast or We're All Living in America?
It was Rammstein, but I will not say
Rammstein. Would you mind listening to some... Would you like to hear some Rammstein?
Let's listen to that.
All right, here we are on Fakeologist.com. Brand new year, 2021. Things can only get better. Rammstein.
Mm-mm. Not Rammstein. Better.
Bella. Here we go. Ben Warren, yeah. I like it.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Sniff cocaine, that might be the one.
Yeah, America. Great.
That's a fucking great song. That movie, I will remember all my life. When I watched that movie, I thought that I could beat up my big brother that is 3 years older than me. That didn't work out, but I really believe it. One of the best movies ever made, one of the best movie series ever made. I mean, you show that to a kid, you can make him do whatever you want. They should show that to Suicide Bomber.
What was it?
Probably.
Was it Beverly Hills Cop?
No, come on. It's Rocky IV.
Oh, Rocky IV. I watched those recently as well. But I fell asleep.
I watched those an insane amount of time. I am almost offended that you managed to fall asleep watching those.
Yeah, I do. I do fall asleep sometimes to film. It's just sitting still. Even at the cinema when it's really loud, I will fall asleep.
I did fall asleep watching Lord of the Rings, and I hate that movie series just for that.
Yeah, I've never seen it. It doesn't interest me, Lord of the Rings.
Terrible.
I'm not into fantasy, really. I don't really...
I guess you never watched Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, I did watch Game of Thrones. I loved Game of Thrones.
Oh, come on.
I didn't think I would. I found it boring at first, but then you get really hooked in after a few episodes. Yeah, I watched all of them, did you?
No, I made myself a religion out of not watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
and not listening to anyone.
Oh, if you want, you would love it. It's full of sex.
Yes, that's my point. I maybe watched a part of an episode at a friend's place one day, and there was this poor girl that was sodomized. I thought that it was really distasteful. Not really my kind of thing.
Get lost.
No, I swear.
You love
I love kinky stuff. Don't mistake me. I love kinky stuff, but it's strange kinky. And plus, the only girl that I know that was on this show is a Turkish semi-porn actress, and she's totally ugly. So whatever.
Yeah. No, it is good. It's really
Yes. And mentioning that Turkish actress, she's a terrible person because she did porn and for some reason she happened to have a twin. So she ruined the life of two persons doing one or two videos. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
The videos are not that great, is to be mentioned.
Yeah.
So I did not watch Game of Thrones because everyone watched it and everyone told me to watch it. And the thing is that people mention dragons and dead people and all those type of bullshit, whatever. I'm more into science fiction, if anything.
Yeah, I'm the same. I prefer sci-fi, really. And yeah, I did try and avoid Game of Thrones for ages, but then I you know, I started to believe the hype. I thought, okay, challenge myself. First episode, I was like, nah. Second, nah. By the third, obviously, it's a slow burn, but I can't stop watching it. But the ending was so crap because they'd run out of books, basically. So they started making it up at the end, and it was just really shit. Last series. But the guy who wrote, apparently is a Luciferian. And it makes sense.
Completely out of his mind, and let me find the clip. Continue talking.
Yeah, so...
And YouTube know me too much. It's insane. Okay, so I find it in less than a minute.
No.
Okay. So this is the main plot of Game of Thrones according to the person that created South Park. Let's go. Come on.
But this is the best part. Right before King Joffrey gets poisoned, everyone flops their wieners all around his face.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Yeah. That's a true account of what it's like. One guy gets his dick chopped off as well, and he's forced to eat it.
That's cool. No, that's not fucked up. That's cool. Okay, that's different because that's not kinky. That's pure torture, and that I'm okay with because I saw that in real, not in real life, but I saw video of that.
Wiener, Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, should we go to the Fakeologist vlog? Here we go. Big lies. Only small secrets need to be protected. The large ones by public incredulity. Now, who wrote that? Marshall McLuhan.
I must say that
you are an incredible, functioning alcoholic. I'm not even as much drink as you are in, and I am struggling to make sense.
And well, Ab called me a drunk on the last audio I did. He called. What did he say to me? Let me just go to.
Good night. I'm going. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You, mate.
Yes.
Ab wrote this on FAK. Let's just go to the audio chat. Okay, audio chat archive. Not the easiest place to find, but there you go. So if you want quality chat, that's where you need to go. And FAC. Yeah, he's changed them all to FACs. Now, Jan Eric, I enjoyed. A lot of people obviously did. FAK 811. So he still hasn't put it right. Rollo Exoteric and Jerris. What's that name? What's that called again? What's his name again? Listen to a drunk spend a whole show exposing how alcohol destroys memory. What do you think of that? He's right. He's correct. Hold on, let me turn my camera off.
Yes, I did turn it off to save battery because I am at 12%.
Yeah, mine's got 1,000 decibels. Mine runs on nuclear. Or nuclear. How do you pronounce that? Nuclear?
Nuclear.
Not that we believe in that, but there you go. All right, let's go back to the blog.
I did say an insane amount of time that I don't believe in anything.
Yeah? Go again. Yeah.
I don't believe in anything. Do you believe in anything?
You believe in drugs and money.
Yes. Okay, money, yes. I can believe
and
in
And cigarettes. And cigarettes, if you can't get them, if you can't get... What did you say? You can get cocaine or hooker before you can get cigarettes there in Switzerland.
It's completely insane. You cannot buy cigarettes after a certain hour now.
I know. How's that going to stop COVID?
11 p.m.
How's that going to stop COVID?
But I got some good news this week. I will be able to take a driving exam in May if I submit myself to 3 blood and air analysis for drugs.
Here we go. Herd immunity is the germ theory of bullshit. This is what Ad's written. And Fauci is a pathological Jesuit-trained liar. I agree with that. Now, he's put Jimmy Dore's video on there and... Fauci's such a horrible human being. He's like, he's been in charge for what, how long? That little short man has been in charge of the CDC for, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 years? I don't know. He's the one that created the AIDS thing.
Truly, but he was part of the deal.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he's got Big Pharma backing him. And, and all those people that died in New York, Rock Hudson, I mean, maybe he did it to himself, I don't know, but a lot of people, they just stay away from big pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes, of course. And also the AIDS thing is very strange because I will tell you a story. In the late 80s in France, there was a scandal, late 80s, early 90s, about the fact that some people allegedly get contaminated with AIDS by the fact that they get blood transfusion done on them, and the blood was not tested. So I figured it was... I thought those people were fucked up and AIDS did exist, and I don't think that AIDS exists anymore. So the thing is that I thought it was interesting that they throw some of them under the bus, per se, on that specific
Thing. Well, the guy, the Kerry Mullis that created the PCP whatever test or whatever it was, and they're trying to use that now for COVID-19.
He died. He died a few years rubbish. Back. And it's terrible because I wrote his obituary on the website of his.
And he will die.
He died already.
I know.
His university published his obituary, and it was quite distasteful, to be honest. They were very, very disrespectful to the guy. I thought it was awful to treat someone that was intelligent. And in the end, the fucker got a Nobel Prize.
I thought
his obituary on his university website was quite distasteful. A terrible thing to read.
When we die, I don't know if they'll do statues or anything, but no one will mourn the loss of Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci. No one will mourn the loss of those guys. I think everybody has to have a choice, and this is why Donald Trump is so important at the moment. Yes, he is promoting Operation Warp Speed, but I reckon he's got Anthony Fauci's, a knife in his back when he says that shit. You know what I mean?
Yes. I don't really believe in the sincerity of any of those people. But at least Donald Trump, he was not involved in the AIDS hoax and anything like that. Who knows?
He's probably doing cocaine and hookers and whatever, a little bit of money behind him.
Don't
spend it wisely.
But don't you agree that if this guy is our last hope, we are pretty much fucked up? I mean, that's a sad
state of our last opportunity for the world, yeah. And
don't you think that it's sad? And don't you think that if it's the only option, we have already lost?
Take two, what did you say?
I say, if that guy is our savior or our only hope, don't you think that we have already lost?
No. Again, the guy's for freedom of speech. The guy isn't out there trying to co-opt or stop people from talking. Like, you've got YouTube, which is, what's her name, Chris Wojcicki, right? She is guaranteed stopping stuff. That's why people are going to BitChute, Then you've got who's Facebook? That's your Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. And he, again, is just, he apparently got, like, there was, like, save the states or something. It got, like, a million on Facebook, and Zuckerberg took it away. Because people, you know, they just sound like people.
Yes, I have a question for you.
Yeah, sure. Anyway.
Do you think that Donald Trump might, how can I say that, get us on the high trend, or is it only there to stop the fall?
Okay, take two. Do you think Donald Trump will what?
Well, will bring us up, or is
yeah.
only there to stop the
yeah.
fall?
Yeah, don't you feel the energy with the guy?
Slow the fall.
No. The guy is the man. Yeah. He's I don't have many heroes.
He's a bit of cracking the jokes.
Look, I don't have many heroes in my life, especially politicians. They've all let me down. But I think Donald mm-hmm. Trump is something. He's something special. He's something different that we should look
up to.
To be
honest, I really like it. The 2016 or 15 Donald Trump, the one that was saying Sleepy Joe. Can I say that? Lying head, crooked Hillary. That guy was funny. The stand-up comedian Trump.
Yeah. Where's the comedy gone, though? Where's the comedy gone now? Yeah.
That's sad. I think that's sad.
Where's all the open-air concerts and mosh pits? And, like, can you imagine Rammstein going, do hast, and everybody doing it? No, everybody be social distancing in the mosh pit. Where's the mosh pit with that? People rubbing against each other. Strangers, you know what I mean?
Yes, but in a way it's a good thing because there will be mosh pit. The thing is that the faker, the pretender, they will not be there. It will only be a mosh pit full of real people.
Ah, good point.
And since we are speaking about it and I need a water break.
Fakeologist.com. Too hard.
Do hot fish.
to us. Now, I don't speak German. When he says nein, no. What is he
Do
saying?
Ask
no
me. So I think he said you have me.
Yeah. Psychologist.com. So yeah. Thanks for that tune there, Ben. That was awesome.
Yes. I do understand that it might not be specifically what the people listening to Fakeologist audio chats are looking for, but break is a break.
Okay. We're all looking for different things in life. My wife says I should get a hobby.
Definitely. What is your thing? Maybe you should build a... I don't know.
Hookers and blow, mate. Hookers and blow.
Yes. Remove the blow, I think that we have the same hobby, basically.
I don't want to get too sentimental here. Let's go back to the blog. All right.
Yes.
Send my little tablet on here. Okay, so what's the next one? All right. It says Planetopolis. Is that a word? Planetopolis. Where the COVID hoax wants to take you. Now, this is creepy animation, and you can go to the Fakeologist blog. He doesn't actually say where he got that from, but there you go. FakeTube. We'll go to the next one. IG Farben, COVID roots. IG Farben, the roots of COVID, the COVID plan, blog.nomorefakenews.com.
IG Farben is a name that is familiar to me because IG Farben is the company that allegedly provided Zyklon gas, if I'm correct.
Oh, did they? But the Zyklon gas was only there to...
Give me a minute. Even less.
Yeah, you're right. Napoleon Wilson wrote a reply on this one. Zyklon gas was only there to clean clothes. It was not to gas the Jews. Napoleon Wilson, non-Mason, he writes in brackets. For example, Fritz Temer, a high-ranking Farben executive, was tried for mass murder, slavery, and sentenced to a paltry 7 years in jail.
Yes, but the thing
Why?
Is that they...
What, for cleaning clothes? See, this is where Napoleon Wilson's got an issue. He thinks that the Nazis gas the Jews.
That didn't exist. I think the same.
The Holocaust.
I don't think that there is any proof that there was any type of homicidal gas chamber. That's my opinion. And it's an opinion.
Yeah, no,
you're allowed in your country. But the thing is that, to go back on the IG Farben story, everything about the industrial power of Germany during the war is strange. If you take the Thyssen company, T-H-Y-S-S-E-N, they are building elevators, an industrial project right now. But the thing is that after the war, the president of the company was so old and ill that they put his son on trial. And his son, he did not have much to do with the business. All this story is very strange, and all those people probably have compensated greatly for the bad name they received after the war.
Sure. It's like here in Australia, or probably there in Switzerland, what's the company that sprays crops and that? Monsanto, right? Monsanto,
yes,
you remember?
Monsanto doesn't exist anymore. It has been bought out by Bayer. So
Bayer.
As of now, it's better to mention Bayer than Monsanto, because Monsanto as a name does not exist anymore.
Yeah, you want to keep bugs and that from eating your crops and that, but they just took it to nth degree. But I don't think they killed any. There's no evidence that the Holocaust happened. Here we go. He writes, he was released after 3 years. We're talking about Fritz Demeyer. And went on to occupy a post as chairman of advisory board on Bayer, a branch of the tree, in quotes, of IG Farben. Yeah. There were clear reasons for light sentences for Farben executives. One, for rebuilding of Europe, was seen as a bulwark against aggressive Soviet communism. Farben war criminals were needed, in quotes, to organize the new Europe. So I think he's talking about a great reset. Is that what World War II was, a great reset? Like, is that what he's saying?
In a sense, it was. That's the great way to describe it. And Napoleon, on his good days, can be one of the best of us. And it's a shame that he doesn't participate much in the audio chat.
Mm.
That's the problem with guys like you. You, Gaia, Napoleon. In the end, you are all the same. You are brilliant individual, but you are fucked up. I'm probably a bit like that.
Yeah, well, but you know, if you think back to, say, the Spock from the Star Trek, right? He said the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the individual or something like that. And where the hell are we going to get it if we don't have individualism? That's why we need people like Donald Trump, an individual like that, who, all right, he was given a good start in life, but he's made something great of it. I could have done more. Maybe you could have too.
Oh, definitely.
Oh. Yeah, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't worry about that. I'm at peace with that. Life is what it is. I can still do great things if I want to. Or I can fuck myself up speaking at 2 a.m.
Yeah, well, don't do that. A lot of people are self-deleting, or you can't say that on YouTube anymore, suiciding. A lot of people are doing it because, you know, their business has gone to shit and they need...
an exit.
Well, you can't help the ones that shot themselves in the head. What was that... I was on your personal channel one day and you showed me a video of... Why did that guy put a gun in his mouth and blow his head off?
The Russian guy, the short remember. Clip.
Yeah.
The reason are not mentioned.
It's pretty ugly.
Yes, but the guy did in the manner that he was not about to miss anything. You know what I mean? The guy was dead for sure. I don't know if it's CGI or a mannequin or anything, but I think that it was real. I don't know the reason, but the guy really did blew his fucking head off. For real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you saw all the blood come out of his nose. That was
yes,
definitely real.
His arms were a bit twitching. Terrible. But I do watch a lot of those things on a daily basis, almost.
Sure.
I don't know why.
Well, there used to be a website called Rotten.com. I haven't been there in years, but you know, you could see all
it does
that
not
stuff.
Exist anymore. But there is a different website. One of the best that ever existed was deathgore.com, but it disappeared, sadly.
Say it again, take two.
It was one of the best websites that ever existed in that regard was deathgore.com, but it died maybe a month ago.
Oh, okay. So say the website again, I'll check it out right now.
If you want to watch some horrible things, I will...
No, I'll just go to your site, don't worry. Let's move on to the next blog post. Here we go. you're right, man. Vaccines, nanoparticle, aluminium, which they call it aluminum in America, autoimmune inflammation. So sounds like a toxic headline to me. What could go wrong? Type 1 diabetes is one nasty autoimmune disease. I can tell you 1 month a side effect you cannot get rid of. So he's talking about his daughter there, who's he's talking about his daughter. So you get a fake tube /V/2512. Just get a fake tube.
Yes, and diabetes is a terrible disease. And the thing is that the only people that seem to be able to cure it are charlatan groups that say that they are able to.
Charlatan groups, yeah, I hear.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Which is most of the doctors and Big Pharma and all of that now, because they, you know, problem, reaction, solution, you know. they create the problem from birth, give you a stick in you full of needles. But, again, what did you think of that, did that woman die that took the experimental vaccine for COVID-19?
No.
Did she die?
It's another bullshit story that will make everyone that push that narrative look stupid in the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the only reason for it.
Yeah, it's incredible that they let that go, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think Donald Trump's coming on stage shortly.
Either she died and there is a death certificate, or she's alive and there is a Facebook Live video. It's as simple as that.
Okay. Well, Donald Trump looks like he's coming on stage shortly. So first time we'll see him for 2021, in live. Let's just go to one more blog post. Jump Theory Destroyed. Now he says, via healthy dose of truth, Yum Naturals Emporium, sharing the truth, health knowledge. So he's, we're talking about Ab here, is promoting healthy dose of truth. T.me, healthy dose of truth. Viruses, germ theory. What is it? The linchpin holding the entire hoax together, which is a hoax. You believe it's a hoax. I would let you come in my mouth. Not only spit in my mouth, I'd let you come in it. And I'm not even a homosexual.
I don't think that you can catch much disease by interacting with people in any sort of way, except if you take it up the ass, because God has the sense of humor.
I've done it. I've taken it in the ass a couple of times. Well, once was a terror when I was young. All right, what song are we going to go out with? I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave shortly and go and watch Donald
Trump.
Me too,
because I don't have much battery, but I will let you go with that. Because that's a song that is excellent for the both of us.
All right, man. It's good to talk to you again, and big shout-out to Skylark, and big shout-out to Ab, who runs fakeologist.com. FakeOTube.com, yeah, go there if you want the real truth. And don't go to Facebook. You're never going to get anything on Facebook or YouTube or Discord, maybe.
Maybe.
But here's where you get the real truth. Good to talk to you, mate.
Yes, anyway, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.